Mom?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Working.
Oh, no. Did you survive yesterday?
Yes, I did. I had two margaritas.
Oh, good girl. How many did you have?
We got a picture of them.
Ah.
I had about 1.5, almost 2.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
I rested real well last night.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Ain't nothing wrong with a good drink at the end of the day. I do the same thing sometimes. I just need to calm everything down.
You know,
and
Judy called me last night. We had a nice conversation.
Well, good. Yeah, she called me earlier and said, you know, what's the safe time to call? I said, about 7:30. She's like, oh, I'm not going to call her. I don't want to bother her. She loved to hear from me. She's like, no, I know what it's like at the end of the day. I'm not going to do it. So I just said, okay, but I told Carrie when I got the phone, I said, I don't know how you need to persuade her, but I knew you would love to talk to her.
Oh, yeah, we had a real good conversation.
Good, good, good.
And some of the things, you know, like I was saying, like yesterday, we were outside some, one of the girls wanted to see some of those pictures she didn't get to see on the table.
Yeah.
So I brought them in, pictures of
your
dad.
Yes. I've been noticing butterflies lately flying around, too.
Yeah, but this will show right up and just about hit me right in the nose.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my God, I was telling Judy about it. She was telling me different things and how she takes her little dog to work with her every day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I enjoy talking to her.
Yeah, no, she's good.
Yeah, I have a good time talking to her. I'm glad she called.
Yeah, well, that's good.
So, yeah, it went better. One of the girls here gave me a really pretty pink rose, so.
Oh, nice.
It kind of helped me get through it and keep my mind off of exactly what day it was.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know,
that was kind of bothering me for a while. But
yeah.
Today I'm going to go and see about my back, because it's bothering me.
Oh, it is, huh?
Well, it's kind of started in the summer. I don't know, so I think sometimes when I would pull your dad out sometimes, it would kind of pull on my back. And I think that block they gave me 2 years ago is wearing off.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm going to go see if he can do another block or what he can do. When I last saw him, which was close to 2 years ago, he said, if when this wears off, there was something else he could try.
Sure.
Probably within 2 years, they found other things, too, they can do.
Oh, yeah, medicine's always advancing, so, yeah, you'll be...
Oh, yeah.
Because
I get up in the morning some mornings, and I can't hardly stand it.
Oh, I'm sure.
No. Anyway, I'm going to go at 125 to see him, see what he says.
Okay. Yeah, I just went up to Miles' school and got in on his speech therapy session.
Yeah.
And it was, it's great, you know, I mean, every time I go up there, it's very encouraging. But, yeah, the teacher he works with, just loves him. He completely follows directions well. He's making all the sounds, and
that's good.
It's good to go up and take notes and to have something to kind of come back and work on at home.
Every time I see him, he looks like he's trying to voice out.
He is. He's really getting to be a chatterbox, you know.
Have you seen that program on TV? They're advertising a family that all 6 of their children are autistic.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah, I think it's supposed to be on, I don't know if it's on the beginning of next week or Friday or what, but it's a program about them, all 6 of them.
You know what, I watched, I think on the National Autism Day, I watched some specials. It's too much. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you live it, you can't watch that.
I can understand.
I mean, it's like being a doctor and coming home at night. You don't want to watch a medical show.
Right.
You know, you're just
I know
like,
what you mean.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But,
you just rather not hear about it. That's why now, when they start with the diabetes talk, I just turn it off. I don't
want to
hear about it anymore.
You know, it's like that show, The Office, everybody loves. I'm like, I live corporate America. It's not funny. There's nothing funny about it.
No.
You know, it's like,
Well, sometimes you have to laugh a little bit because it's so stupid.
Oh, I know. But it's like, to watch 30 minutes of something that I live,
Yeah.
No, thank you. Oh my God, it was horrible. I'd rather watch a cat get declawed than that.
Oh, God. I know what you mean.
Oh my God, yeah, you live it, so you know.
Yeah. I know. I just, at my age, I just kind of just keep quiet and observe.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, I was going to tell you one thing yesterday. I don't know what happened. I just had a waterfall of stories. I remember growing up, Dad used to burn everything. There used to be holes in everything, in our sheets, in the pillowcases, and shirts. You remember how he burned everything with the cigarettes? I think he just brushed everything because he smoked so much and it was just
for the
home.
I think so.
Oh, God. Oh, of course, you know, because he'd fall asleep with a cigarette, you know.
Yeah, I know. Or have the ashtray on the bed and go to sleep with it.
Oh, God.
Such a fire. People kind of get like that when they smoke. You kind of get very relaxed about it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's like any other thing. I know, there's been times when I was a heavy smoker that I would catch myself, you know, waking up and I had a cigarette on an ashtray and lit.
But you can understand when people kind of keep themselves on fire.
Oh, my God, it's horrible, you know.
But I don't understand the ones that are on oxygen and continue to smoke and blow themselves up.
Oh, I know.
I had that on a medical show. The woman's whole face was bad. They finally had to put her out and put a tube down her throat because I didn't hear her whole face. It wasn't funny, but it was all black and they said her wet pipe was all burnt.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. Did anybody ever tell you you're supposed to smoke? Is oxygen.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I guess they don't care.
No, they're addicted. They can't help it.
Yeah.
You know? But,
Well,
hang in there.
You at work or you on your way?
I'm actually going back. And I went in early, around 6:30, did some stuff, then went up to his therapy. So I'm going back to work, and then I'll go home and get him off the bus and have lunch and go back to work.
Oh, okay.
So I'm back and forth.
Well, I got in early, too. I'm making up some time, so.
Yeah, that's
I'm on the road by 6:30.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, too. I come in early on Tuesday and Thursdays, which is good. I used to not like mornings, and now it's just peaceful. I enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind being out there early. There's nobody much on the road. You don't have to
have
that heavy traffic.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm all for, you know.
Okay, Joey.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, take care, yourself. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.